Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
I would just like you to wish me a happy birthday.
What? Is it your birthday, too?
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday, fellow Leo.
Thank you, Patty.
Happy
43 birthday. 43 years young?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're not supposed to say your age. You're so brave. I can't do it. It doesn't come out of my mouth. It won't come out of my face.
I am a guy that, I'm out there. I like to be honest. I'm a big 4-3 today.
Well, happy as a birthday.
Thank you.
I have to walk Garrett and Grandma
Yeah,
Jean
no,
downstairs.
I know you got to go. So that
Thank
was, that's
you so
all,
much.
That's all I wanted for
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Patty.
I'll catch you later.
Great show. Have a great night.
Thank you. I'll text you from Philly.
Okay, beautiful. Have a safe trip. So welcome in. We got the overnight roll in here. My name is Mark Carman, and it is my birthday, and I want happy birthday wishes. I really do. 312-981-7200. Vic Vaughn, can you wish me a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate you.
You're looking good.
Oh, thank you very much. Esmeralda, will you wish me a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, not a day over 40.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Esmeralda, tell everybody how old I really look.
38.
That's not nice. Can you at least like jump me to a 35?
23.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you. Thank you.
38 doesn't sound like a compliment until you realize Justin Timberlake is 40.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, that dude does look 25. I think it's like, you know, when your birthday comes around, you almost have to sort of take inventory, right? Like, where am I? Where have I been? Where am I going? And so I'm prepping the show tonight, and I'm thinking to myself, if you had told me on my 43rd birthday that I'd be coming into WGN Radio to sit in for Nick DiGilio to do the 2 to 5 a.m. shift, and maybe when I was just leaving the University of Iowa, I would have been like, that's super cool. That's kind of amazing. I'm going to get to talk to Vic Vaughn, Esmeralda Leon, you, Lee Scraggs producing for the first time ever. I mean, what a cool way to start your birthday. I'm like, I just feel very fortunate. I'm a little, not to make the show all about me, because, you know, radio hosts that do that, sometimes, you know, they might be accused of being egotistical and self-important and not caring about anybody. That would never happen to anybody in radio. And, you know, it's clearly not me. I mean, this is about you. This is your show. Whatever you need tonight, I'm here for you for the next 3 hours. But if you would like to call in and wish me a happy birthday, that'd be great. 312-981-7200. You can just talk about how I've impacted your life, what I've meant to you when you put on 720 WGN on random fill-in shifts or on the weekend doing the beat, or perhaps you listen to Northwestern and you've heard me do a halftime or something along those lines. Maybe some of my longtime Carm fans like remember my play-by-play at Illinois. Esmeralda, I know you remember that game.
I tear up. I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, Michael Juice Thompson, Drew Crawford, an overtime loss at Illinois. Maybe the most fun thing I've ever done on the radio. Thank you, Dave Bennett, who's sleeping somewhere. That was back in the day. Back in the day, like 2009 type of thing. And then I'm like, oh no, 43. Tick, 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 tick. Single man, want to be dad. Time to go have kid right now. Like, I literally feel like if I don't have a kid in the next half hour, I may never have one. So,
well, lucky you can have one whenever, essentially.
See, people say that, but like, I do believe there's a biological clock on the dude.
Mick Jagger is 70 something. He just had a kid.
Yeah, but then he never, like, how long is he going to get to, like, see the kid? Like,
yeah, he'll get the good parts and then, yeah.
Get the good parts and then he's just gone and then the kid just on his own. That's not cool. Like, I got to get this done. Tick, 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 tick. Not to put the pressure on myself here, but that's what I'm feeling. Like, oh my. Well, okay, 43. How did this happen? Like, honestly, maybe you guys don't want to out yourself on the age, but like, how much younger do you actually feel than your age, right? Like, I feel like I have the maturity of a 16-year-old with like with a splash of a 26-year-old. Like, every now and then. I certainly don't think I'm, like a 40-year-old. That dude's, like, a legit adult. Pays his bills on time. I mean, I do that. But, you know, has a a certain, like, I like to do things that are more kid-like. You know, run around on the street and do jumping jacks or something like that and just, like, walk up to someone and be like, how are you doing? Now that, I mean, that doesn't have to be, like, boxed into you're a kid if you do that. But I just feel more youthful. I don't want that to ever go away either. But, like, I look at my age, I'm like, that can't be accurate. And maybe people, like, think that 43 is young. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure someday I will. But that sounds super old to me as I stand here.
You're not even halfway, if you think about it that way.
Halfway to what?
To 100.
Yeah, but you know that the average life expectancy is about 78. So
you're a healthy dude, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a moderately healthy person. I definitely eat way too many, you know, sweets are a downfall.
I'm sure you can run a mile in less than 13 minutes.
That's
right?
True. Is that a
I think that's something.
Is that a thing?
That's quicker than me.
I could barely do that when I was 15.
That's quicker than you. Okay.
See, look, he said he couldn't do it when he was 15. You're 43. And you can beat 15-year-old Vic Vaughn. So you got that going for you.
I do. We have one text coming in, 773. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carm. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, 773. I feel seen and loved and just googly all over. We do have a lot, actually, on the program tonight to do. There's people climbing up buildings and sending viral messages and videos to Donald Trump. That's entertaining. And moronic all at the same time. There are other people that actually have their birthday today that I do want to honor because we're all in this together. Us August 11th. We don't all have to be 43. So, you know, there's some special people out there that we have tribute to. Hulk Hogan is also 43 today, the Hulkster. So that's my guy, and he's got a special song. And Lisa actually wants to play the song for Hulk right now, so we can do that. Hulkski, just know that here on WGN, it's not just you and your family today, buddy. Me and you share a birthday, and you have a special song. I don't have my own song. Hulk Hogan has his own tune. So I felt like, you know, we'd play the Hulk Hogan song at some point here. Oh, here we go. Do you guys know this tune? This is Hulk's got a whole video to this tune.
Does he sing in it? Fight for
what's right. No, he dances, though. Yeah. Hulk Hogan, baby. Want to take a guess on how old Hulk Hogan is?
65.
Vic?
Yeah, he's got to be around that age.
Hulk Hogan.
I'll go 64.
You guys are good. August 11th, 1953, the Hulkster.
I was told there'd be no math here.
That would be 63 years old, team.
I win.
HulkHogan.com, the home of Hulkamania. I mean, I feel like, you know, me and Hulk have a lot in common. He's a little bit more physical than I am. We probably don't share the same political party.
Do you guys tear off your shirts? Same time.
I'm more of a, like, lightly take off the shirt in a cool way, if that's actually going on.
Okay. Whenever put it on a rack.
You know, whenever that miraculously happens.
Put it on a hanger, put it in the closet.
TikTok, TikTok, yes. Well, no. I'll throw it on the floor, Esmeralda. But I'll do it, like, in a, you know, not in an aggressive manner, like the Hulk's here just ripping it off. You know who's else's birthday it is today? Do you remember there was a guy in this town that was really, 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 really good at basketball? He wore, I believe the jersey number was 23. And he played for the Chicago Bulls. Any idea who I'm talking about?
I think I might know.
Esmeralda actually, like, doesn't know who I'm talking about, which is amazing.
Oh, man.
I know who it is.
Okay, so
go on, Vic. You tell him.
Well, his name is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right, mm-hmm. Of course. But it's not Mike's birthday. Mike was born in February 17th, 1963. Of course, you all know that. You don't even have to look it up. But there is a connection to Mike, whose birthday it is today, who will be honored in our bump coming back here. I'm being told that we have to break, which seems very rigid for 2:16 in the morning. But Lisa is running the ship here, and I do not want to get on her bad side on her first show. WGN 219. Good morning. I'm Mark Carmen, sitting in for Nick DiGilio. Just got a happy birthday in my email from the Gents Place. Don't really know who that is. As Mark Twain once wrote, wrinkles should merely indicate where the smiles have been. We believe this is the best way to look at another year of youthful aging. The Gents Place would like to extend you our warmest birthday wishes to you and a gift. And so they continue on. We want to help you ensure you are impeccably well-groomed for your big day. And we're reserving your next appointment. Mention this email to receive a complimentary hand repair, $30. Okay, so the Gents Place is in Kansas City where I used to work, which just got free advertising on WGN. I hope I don't get in trouble for that. Didn't really realize what this was. But I do think that as you get older, like people were asking me what I wanted for my birthday. And I did request I want like one of those fancy barbershop shaves where they lather the old face up and they use the straight razor and you just hang out, which seems a little bit more pompous than I'd like to be, but that just seems really nice. Something that when you want a birthday gift, right? You want something to be bought for you that you would never buy yourself, and I would never buy that. Be like, that's a waste of money. But if somebody bought it for me, I would take it. It's kind of how I look at that. Let's see here. Bunch of happy birthdays coming in. Happy birthday, Carm. You know I always brag about your broadcast talents by now. That girl. Very, very pretty picture being sent in here. Thank you. And let's see from Jill. Happy birthday, Carm. I'm also a Libro and Leo and celebrate at the Cheesecake Factory with my fellow Leo friend. That's from Jill. Thank you. And Jill says, did you get my video? I did not get your video, Jill. I don't know where that video would be. But you can, I guess, send the video to the text line, or you can email me at the station. Videos and pictures. I don't know, right? Sounds racy, huh?
For your birthday.
Let's see. This is an interesting one. How about this guy? I'm dating a 25-year-old, and I'm 53. Go for it. I asked, how did you meet this person? And he writes back, my daughter-in-law's best friend, we hated each other at first, now dating since Thanksgiving.
There's hope for you.
You go you, man. I ain't got no judgment. Love is love. That's cool. Way to get that done. I wanted to give credit to a guy whose birthday was today. Not Michael Jordan's, but Lise, if we can play this moment in time. My favorite moment in all of sports time, right here for you. Yay.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it! They win it! Set the Cleveland Cavaliers. Michael Jordan hits it at the foul line. 101-100.
Now, that was the greatest shot in the history of basketball. The game five, Bulls down one, 3 seconds to go. Season's going to be over. Jordan hangs and hits it. And yes, it's not Mike's birthday, but it is Craig Elo's birthday, who was hanging in the air and then wasn't hanging in the air and fell to the ground as Mike shot it over him and hit one of the greatest shots in the history of the city. Craig Elo, born August 11th, 1961, Lubbock, Texas, his hometown. Craig Elo, 55 years old today. So happy birthday to you, Craig Elo. We share the same birthday. Isn't that adorable? Isn't that cool? Esmeralda, that I got connection with Craig Elo.
And you just shove it in his face.
Michael
Jordan beat him. That's great birthday present.
Well, maybe that is a little wrong. But, you know.
I'm sure he doesn't think about that every day of his life.
There's been numerous pieces that Craig Elo has been quoted in how it really is annoying that people will not leave it alone. That every day somebody comes up to him and says, man, I remember when Michael hit that shot over you. Man. And that's, I get it. That sucks. But, you know, you still got to play in the NBA and live your dream. And you made a lot of dough and play in the NBA.
At least it was Michael Jordan.
And it was Michael Jordan who was the greatest player ever. That's exactly right. I think he became like an alcoholic, though, for a while after it, for real.
Oh, boy.
And then he overcame his demons and people like myself who still talk about that shot. Oops. But it was, you know, how can you not talk about that shot? His birthday, on his birthday, maybe that seems a little bit wrong. I'm feeling guilty now, Esmeralda. I'm not supposed to feel guilty on my birthday.
It's okay, birthday guilt.
Birthday guilt come rolling around. All right. So much going on politically in the world today, and so we'll get into a little bit of that later. But, like, I guess my highlight moment of the news cycle today was when a gentleman by the name of Steve was climbing Trump Tower in New York City with his suction cups and whatever in the world he was doing. And this is where I felt like a terrible person, right? Because they're rescuing this guy. They're breaking open windows. They're taking down panels. And then they wrangle him in, and it's pretty violent when they finally pull him in. If you missed the video, I mean, this guy's, you know, he's out on the building, and he's trying to avoid the police who are trying to bring him in so he doesn't kill himself. And then when they finally pull him in, I mean, they grab him pretty hard. So he released a video the day before, which I believe we have for you. And he actually was trying his. Well, we'll play it for you here. The dude, he wasn't just, you know, having fun. He wasn't trolling Donald Trump. He was trying to get a hold of Donald Trump.
Hello, Mr. Trump. Do excuse my manner of appearance. I just don't know how many people will watch this, and I'd rather not be recognizable. I am an independent researcher seeking a private audience with you to discuss an important matter.
Oh.
I guarantee that it is in your interest to honor this request.
Really?
Believe me, if my purpose was not significant, I would not risk my life pursuing it.
I don't believe you.
The reason I climbed your tower was to get your attention.
Ah.
If I had sought this via conventional means, I would be much less likely to have success.
Well, that's true.
Because you are a busy man with many responsibilities.
Eh.
I'll get my contact information to your campaign so that if you are interested, you can respond. As for anyone else who's watching, please help make this video go viral so it gets to Mr. Trump. And be sure to get out and vote for Mr. Trump in the 2016 election. Thank you.
You got it, Steve. No problem. So here's a guy. He's from Virginia. He wanted to get Trump's attention. His video, he's talking about not being identifiable. He's sitting there in a black Under Armour hoodie, and you can see his face as clear as day. So it's not like, you know, he's like, you listen, just listen to the audio there. You make it out like he's got a ski mask on. He's just hanging out. And if you watch the video of him climbing today, he's there for the whole world to see. There's pictures and everything. It's not like he was doing this anonymously. This was what, I watch it. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, close off the street, get everybody out of the building, don't open any of the windows, and let him just do what he's going to do. And just sit there and watch him. I mean, I had terrible thoughts about it. Like, dude, if you're going to go up in a building, I am not helping you out, man. Maybe you'll make it, maybe you won't. You don't just, you know what? Like, you just don't get to do that. And then we're going to save you from yourself. I understand that's a part of being a civilized society. But I'm watching this guy, and I feel like I'm a pretty compassionate person. But that's ridiculous. Like, you're gonna get a bunch of New York City police officers all away from whatever they were doing so you can get this attention and put out this video that makes absolutely no sense. There's just a lot of ways I feel like you can get attention in life. And it's honestly, at the end of the day, it's just sad. I mean, that this dude has not been seen at all, apparently, by anyone. That he feels like the only way for him to get attention is to get suction cups and climb up Trump Tower.
It's a pretty novel idea. I'll give him that much. Like, wow, I wouldn't think. I mean, some suction cups and just go up the building.
I mean, it's been done before, though, right? I mean, it's not like he's the first person that's ever scaled a building. I get it that it doesn't happen every single day.
He didn't even start from the bottom.
No, he started from the fifth floor. He, like, came out the...
He could have at least started from the bottom. That would have... Maybe it would have been a world record of sorts.
I guarantee that this is in your interest to honor this request. What does that mean?
It usually means it isn't.
I mean, what are you saying? If you don't honor it, you're going to create harm for Mr. Trump?
Also, how far was he going?
Did he know where Trump's office was? That's the thing. Like, okay, dude, I'm just going to watch you from the street. Where are you going? What are you going to do? Go all the way to the top of the building, and then what's going to happen?
Did he know which window was Trump's? Or did he just kind of went up and...
I don't think he actually thought that Donald was there. I mean, it happened just after about 5:30 p.m. Police succeeded in grabbing the man, pulling him into the open window. At that point, he had been climbing for about 3 hours. Applause could be heard from the crowd below as the spectacle came to a safe conclusion. 30 minutes later, he was removed from the building on a stretcher. And then in a press conference held outside of the building, authorities said the 20-year-old man had been taken to Bellevue Hospital for psychological evaluation, after which he was placed under arrest for charges yet to be determined. How about trespassing? They also confirmed that he echoed to them the sentiments expressed in his YouTube manifesto about wanting to get Trump's attention and ultimately a meeting with the candidate. How's this? I think there's a 50-50 shot that Donald meets with him.
I don't know about that.
I think the Don is headed over there right now.
Steve should have tweeted at him.
Well, and that's a good follow-up because apparently the Don is not running his Twitter account anymore.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. 720 WGN. We are playing birthday songs for me. I feel a little guilty about that. But it is my birthday. Happy birthday to me and all the other Leos out there on this fine August the 11th. Thanks for having 720 WGN on. I'm Mark Carmen, sitting in for Nick DiGilio tonight. Be here tomorrow night as well. And I want to have a very honest conversation with you, with Vic, with Esmeralda, with Lise. Saw a story today, headline, self-service checkouts can turn customers into shoplifters, study says. So this is about going to the grocery store, getting your eggs, your bacon, your whatever you buy, your kale, for all you health nuts out there, good for you. I try to be with you every now and then, but then I also, you know, I need my ice cream. So you get to that checkout and there's a huge line, and so you can go self checkout, right? Trying to get rid of lines, trying to make things more efficient, perhaps trying to save money by not paying people, all that. In a study of retailers in the US, Britain, and other European countries, a professor by the name of Adrian Beck and also a professor by the name of Matt Hopkins, both out of England, said the use of self-service lanes and smartphone apps to make purchases generated a loss rate of nearly 4%, more than double the average. Given that profit margin among European grocers is 3%, this technology is practically a non-profit venture. So what's happening here is that people are getting in line and they're checking themselves out. And some of the stuff that's in their cart is ending up being scanned, and sometimes it's just not because they're stealing. And I'm not surprised by this. I see theft all the time, right? I mean, people, when somebody is out there holding us accountable, if somebody's watching over you, whether it's theft, whether it's your homework, whether it's work, whether it's whatever, people are generally, I feel like they get the job done. They do whatever they're supposed to do. Self-accountability, when it's only you, when no one else is watching, sometimes you, perhaps, have that soda at Chipotle that you didn't pay for. Or sometimes you don't. Maybe you are by yourself and you ate the entire gallon of ice cream rather than the one scoop that you said you were going to have. Or a million other scenarios, like perhaps before the show tonight when you're getting your coffee and there's this cream in the fridge and you're like, you know what, I really could use some cream tonight. That's not mine, but no one's really watching and who really cares, so I'm going to put that cream in my coffee that I did not buy. So we're looking for admissions here as to what you actually steal, because yes, I did take someone's cream tonight and put it in my coffee and came down to the studio. That, technically, I think that is that's a theft. And yes, I do occasionally go to Chipotle and get my chicken burrito bowl and I get a cup of water. But when I'm done with my meal at Chipotle and I ate too fast and my stomach doesn't feel quite right, you know what? I just want a little sip of that Sprite, that 7-Up, just to settle me down. Now, is that stealing? Because I would say that by the letter of the law, that is actually theft. Now, as far as this story goes, going to the grocery store, what apple did you get? Did you buy the most expensive, red, delicious, $2.99 a pound apple? And then when you got to the checkout line, did you put down that apple? Or did you perhaps put down a different apple that might be just a little bit less expensive? Esmeralda?
I have never.
Have you ever stolen anything in your life?
When I was a kid, I would take from the big barrels at the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
Because they had candy and stuff. And I remember exactly, I would take a gumball. And then I would have a story already if my mom asked me got that gum.
What was your story?
That I had found a quarter in my pocket. I was like, hey, look, I found a quarter. And I bought a gumball.
So you're willing to out yourself on a gumball, but nothing else? You've never stolen anything else in your life?
Not in the supermarket like that. I've never thought, because of things are, it's like you can get caught and then get in real trouble and then it's not so funny anymore and you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. It's more, you know what? I'm going to out my family.
Okay.
Because they're the thieves.
Let's hear it.
My dad used to do this. He doesn't do it anymore, folks. This has been years. I think statute of limitations. He would not tell the person at the checkout that he had sodas under the cart, and he would just go through. Like, he would just buy everything else, and he's like, well, they didn't say anything. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to say something.
A girl I used to date, her parents did the same thing. Same exact move. Yeah, no, it's down there. Did they see it? Well, if they didn't see it, then they didn't see it. How old were you when you would see this? Like, young Esmeralda was like 8 years old watching her dad's whore Coca-Colas.
Right. I mean, he would take grapes and things.
I mean,
as you're shopping, you know,
right.
Sample
a grape. Oh, listen, I'll walk through Whole Foods probably 3 days a week when I'm down by the studio. And I mean, I have my routine. It is walk in, go left. Hopefully there's guac and chips there. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Then you turn the corner, there's cheese and bread. Then over there, there's a little bit of pizza. And then I'm going to buy whatever I'm going to buy. So, like, in my mind, that is okay. But I'm not really going to buy the guac and chip. I've tried the pizza. I know it's good. Vic Vaughn, do you steal anything?
I thought about it long and hard because I'm like Esmeralda. I try not to steal, right? But I did think of something that I'm a little guilty about, and I think I'm going to...
Come clean.
I'm going to look pretty bad here, but because nobody likes someone who steals a spot in line. And I do this regularly at my local grocery store. People line up, and it's like an unwritten rule, so I may not even be breaking the rules here, but they'll line up over on one side, and then when a register comes open, then that person, the next in line, will go to that register. And I always go around to the other side and sneak in to an open register, and ever said anything
totally
to me.
Totally fine. I think that's totally fine.
That's it?
That's just the dummy wasn't paying attention.
They all didn't go. You know, there's 20 people in line, so I feel guilty about that, but I don't feel guilty enough to stop doing it. And the only other thing I could come up with was, you know, the occasional pen from the newsroom. I have full intention of bringing it back, but it somehow ends up in my apartment, and I have a few of those.
How many pens have you stolen from WGN Radio, Vic?
37.
He's his own Staples now.
312-981-7200. What do you steal? Listen, it's 2:43 in the morning. Now is the time to come clean. You're going to feel better if you call in right now and just and let it out. Because I really believe that every single person I know steals something. That we've all created some rationalization, or like, it's okay to do X, that's fine. When really, at the end of the day, by the letter of the law, it's theft. And the study which got us into this conversation, there's no way that you can trust people to do self-checkout. They're not going to be honest. Even if you have cameras there, even if you have somebody like lurking over the self-checkout line. I guess if you have somebody lurking, your chances are decent.
You know what about that, too, is that when it starts to tell you, remove whatever from the thing, it's too heavy, and it just keeps doing it over and over again, it gets to you.
Right.
And then you just go, you know what? I think I'm going to take this gum.
Yeah.
And just throw it on the other side.
Right. I'm sitting there like, listen, the thing's malfunctioning. I can't figure out where the bananas are, so I'm just going to take these bananas.
It's a couple bananas. It's a couple bananas.
No big deal. It's a little cup of soda. What was that? 3 cents. 312-981-7200. Opportunity to come clean on 720 WGN. It's good for you. Our first call is from Bob, who says he steals everything under the sun. Okay, Bob.
No. I did as a kid.
Okay.
As a kid. Not anymore. I'm an adult, and I realize stealing is a bad thing.
So what'd you steal as a kid, Bob?
Okay, first off, no. I have to say, hey, it's my buddy Matt Mayhew, who's driving for UPS all night, every night, six nights a week. Second off, when you go to the self-checkout, mm-hmm. you're going to the self-checkout. Now, that's your responsibility. If you want to be a butt and steal stuff, that's you. You can go to the checkout where they ring you up, and they can figure out what banana you got and whatever else you got. If you can't figure that out, then go there. That's stealing, plain and simple.
Of course.
We're adults now. So second off, with the gum thing, that it says it can't scan it or it can't weigh it, then you hit the skip bag. It's plain and simple. I do it every time I go to get – I get six, 12 packs of a pop a week. It was twice a week, I'm sorry. And you have that option to skip the bag. Yep. You know, if it's not figuring out the weight, you just hit skip bag.
Bob, we know that all these options are there for us. I'm more interested in what you steal.
Yeah, but sometimes it mocks you, and it keeps mocking
listen,
you.
I know, it does. I hate those things, plain and simple. We'll just go past that. Back to stealing.
Yeah, back to stealing. There you go.
Okay, this is the best. In junior high, we used to go to White Hen every morning.
Oh, I loved White Hen.
Everybody would get whatever, sugar. I would get a 20-ounce or a bottle of Coke and a box of Gobstoppers. So can you imagine, a 10-year-old, 12-year-old? I'm all gooped up on Gobstoppers and Coke. First thing in the morning.
It's a great look for you.
Every morning. Right. Every morning. Yeah, I've got really good teeth, too, to prove that. But my buddy, he would see me doing this. I would buy one thing and get the other for free. Five-finger discount. And Johnny Dummyhead thought he could do it just as slim as I could. So the kid slipped a half pound of M&Ms in his jacket right in front of the owner of the White Hen. like the owner was coming out of the back room, and he had his back to the back room, and he blamed it on me. I swear to God, he got busted at the White Hen, and I got called down to the principal's office to get told I can't hang out with him anymore because he got busted stealing it, and he blamed it on me.
Are you still friends with him today, Bob?
Well, I haven't talked to the guy in 25 years.
Oh, it's because he stole that day and that was the end of the friendship?
No. No, he lived five doors down from me. I talked to him all the time. But after high school, we never saw each other.
Okay.
And I, you know,
Bob,
I got another guy.
Oh, uh-huh.
And another guy, we had a pharmacy, you know, back in the day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember. I don't know how old you are. I'm 46.
I'm 43, Bob. Hey, you can wish me happy birthday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, Bob.
I got it.
Love you, Bob.
So, okay, this pharmacy was in a building that had doctor's offices in it.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of it, boom, pharmacy with some candy, a pop machine, and we'd go there, you know, it was literally one block away from our house. 50-cent pop can or 20, I think it was, you know, it was 50 cents.
Uh-huh.
Because different story. So we went there, he got caught stealing, and he's like, oh, he did it. And the guy's like, wait a minute, I just saw you stuff that in your pocket. Why are you blaming him? And grabbed me anyways, because we always would go there. And the guy's like, wait a minute. This guy's telling me that you told him to steal this. I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, no, you totally told me to take this. It was the Nesco's.
You know, I think the real problem here is that you keep hanging out with people that keep blaming you for their crime.
Bob,
again,
even though it's the overnight, Bob, I gotta get to a.
I don't do it.
Bobby,
you guys, again,
Bobby, Bob. Before I say goodbye to you, and I love your call and I love your energy, I just want you to hear the joy that is coming out of you as you're talking about stealing, like how much you
you don't know how funny the guy that got caught stealing at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
When we went to the pharmacy,
uh-huh.
like 2 weeks later, he popped a wheelie over a little round hole, I can't even think of it, even hole, and his front wheel fell out and he got tangled up in his bike. And I'm like, hey man, give me your 50 cents or go get your pop. I mean, it literally was tangled up in his bike, like in the center. It was hilarious.
Bob, you're the man, yeah. My brother. Thank you, Bob. I gotta cut you, Bob. I love you, Bob. Bob's going to go all night. If you want to, I feel like we should connect Bob. Bob should have his own podcast. Hey, we had a real quick 2 minute timeout. The Bobcast. The Bob Stealing cast, who doesn't steal anymore, but absolutely favorite times in his life was when he was a thief, which I can relate to in a little bit of a way. I will share one of my other moments of theft as we're talking very honest and vulnerably about our weaknesses, which happens because you know what? We're humans. And we'll talk to you. What do you steal? We're all in this together. 720 WGN.
Trending now.
Chicago police will not identify the officers involved in the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from the Chicago Tribune.
Never ever miss a story on 720 WGN.
Do you have a painting to sell that is at least 50 years old? Call me, the Antique Lady, at 773-262-1000. Take a look around your home. That old painting on the wall may not be a masterpiece and may not be in perfect condition, but it could be valuable. A Glenview resident received a substantial check for an original watercolor she had planned to sell at a garage sale. A Chicago couple was pleasantly surprised when we purchased their oil painting, which needed restoration to both the canvas and frame. Call 773-262-1000 to schedule an appointment and receive a fair price for your artwork. BJ Antiques has been at 6901 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago for over 30 years. Whether your painting is in the basement, attic, or on the wall, please give me, the Antique Lady, a call at 773-262-1000.
Think for a moment. What makes a great healthcare provider? Isn't it one that makes your life better?
One that makes getting an appointment easy. One that offers primary and award-winning specialty care.
One that's focused on you.
That one is Riverside Healthcare.
Riverside has more than a dozen locations just south of the south suburbs, including the new Frankfurt campus, and offers leading programs in heart care, oncology, orthopedics, and neurosurgery. Learn more at riversidehealthcare.org.
Riverside Healthcare, putting well within reach.
Taking care of yourself and your family is no easy task. The Riverside Medical Group can help. With a variety of primary and specialty care providers, the Riverside Medical Group has just the right help for you, the kids, the whole family. With many locations, including the newest campus in Frankfurt, getting the right care at the right place and right time will help make your life much easier. To find the doctor that's right for you, visit RiversideMedicalGroup.org. The Riverside Medical Group, putting well within reach.
720 WGN. A lot of theft flying in here on the text line. 773, the Brock's candy display at the grocery store. Always simple, one piece of candy. 224, one of the biggest thefts in self-checkout is people ringing up bananas instead of the steak or coffee. That seems bold. But okay, I'm going to take your word that that does happen. It wouldn't surprise me. 563, I love this one. I routinely stop by hotels to use the bathroom and take cookies, fruit, and newspapers from the lobby. Like, that's really a thing. You can go to different hotels, perhaps in this city. They've got a complimentary breakfast. There it is right there for you. Oh, there's some oatmeal, there's bananas, there's muffins, there's orange juice, there's coffee. I'm not saying that I've ever done this, but I am saying that I perhaps have done this. Right down the street, Esmeralda, you can get a little free breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah.
What time does that start?
Well, we're done with five, at 5. I think it gets put out super early.
Well, then.
We could all go for my birthday.
Take a walk.
We could go. Because I didn't know that existed, but then my buddy used to coach a basketball team, and they would stay there. And then I would come in, I came in to see my friends, and they were, you know, going to have breakfast. So I went and had breakfast, and my buddy was outing me. Not on the list, not staying at the hotel, stealing a banana. I'm like, would you stop it? But I was. That was a moment in theft. Coach Joel Weiss outed me. 312-981-7200. There's a study in the New York Times saying that these self-service checkout lines are bad business for grocery stores because we all are stealing. So I'm asking you the question, what do you steal? Not just in self-service checkout lines, but anywhere. 312-981-7200. By the way, my name is Mark Carman. It's my birthday. I'm sitting in for Nick DiGilio. I begged them to let me. It's my birthday. Would you let me fill in for Nick once? And they said yes. John's got an interesting one. John, you're on 720 WGN. What do you got, my friend? You're taking big items, apparently.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, John?
Not much. Listen. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, John.
Listen, I was at a Target one time with my wife. We were buying a bunch of stuff, and I had an ab rocker at the bottom of the cart, and I guess I just kind of forgot to let them know to scan it, but I figured I'm walking up with this big box on the cart that they would think, okay, let me scan that. So when I got out to the parking lot and I looked at my receipt, I'm like, that didn't seem like the total should be that much. I looked at the receipt. They never scanned it. So I put it in the car, and I left.
Now, how much guilt did you have, John? When you went to bed that night, did you feel guilty?
No.
Not even an ounce?
You know what? No. Because you know what? Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I've been in retail for a long time, and customers, or I should say the clerks that ring up people, I've seen it on both sides. Clerks ring up friends. They ring up friends for things that aren't really what they're getting. I've seen customers that ring up stuff that they really weren't buying. Like you said, steaks instead of bananas.
So because everybody else does it, it's okay for you to do it?
Hey, look, this is corporate America. That they're taking jobs from people. They want to put it in self-checkout lines. They want people to lose their jobs because they want more efficiency and less cost to pay people and benefits and wages. So you know what? They deserve what they get.
Okay, John. That's the rationalization that I'm looking for. I feel you, man. I'm not perfect either. Thank you. Thanks, John. You got it.
Taking it down from the inside out.
312. Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, though, right? This is too much money. I deserve this. Corporate America, screw you. I'm taking this ab rocker. You didn't ring it up. Target makes enough money. 312-981-7200. It's safe, too. It's 2:57 in the morning. Believe me, you could say whatever you want right now. And we can all have a conversation about this, what we steal, because we're all thieves. Colin.
Yes.
Colin, I think I can relate to you as well. What do you steal, Colin?
You know, I would say it's kind of more circumstantial than anything, but I would call it probably purposeful procurement, but I'd probably come away
Wait a second. What did you call it? Purposeful procurement?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So any job that I've had, whether it's in the service industry or in an office job, whether it's a coffee mug or a pint glass, and to be clear, I don't need any more glassware. I already own so much glassware, but I have probably a memento from any job I've ever had that I can sip a beverage out of.
So are you a bartender?
No, actually not currently, no. But whether it's...
What do you do, Colin?
Right now, I am a server in a restaurant.
Okay, so you're in the restaurant. You're taking. You don't steal the silverware. Or you just take glasses.
No, and to be clear, this is something that like it's only after the fact. But no, I actually don't have anything from my current place of employment.
What do you mean by after the fact? Like you quit and then you came back in and got a glassware?
No, like it's something like, oh, okay, if I realize I'm like on the way, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take a memento from this.
Oh, okay, so you're leaving, it's over, and you feel like, hey, I was
I've been a good, you know, there's been a good contributive relationship here.
Right.
I want something to remember you by whenever the next time I enjoy a beverage.
Yeah.
So there's something, yeah.
Okay. So do you tell them that you're going to take this and say, like, Colin, I honestly think like if you asked, like, hey, would it be cool if I just took this piece of this glass as a memory for my time here? Would you mind? I think they might just give it to you.
They probably would. And there's been those moments of that too. But it's kind of a quid pro quo thing. It's like, you know, I've given you a lot of sweat off my brow.
Yeah.
Off my back. And off
yeah.
Brow.
Yeah. No, yeah. I feel you. Let's even it up. Where have you taken a piece of glass from? Let's throw it out there. What establishment?
We're gonna go down the full roster.
Sure, give me a full roster.
Sure. All right. Let's see. Papado's Seafood Kitchen, Cision, which is a media communications company.
Papado in Houston.
Papado. Papado is just Papado's Seafood Kitchen is a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Cision is a media communications company.
Mm-hmm.
Weber Shanwick is a PR firm.
Uh-huh. What do you got from there?
The coffee mugs.
Coffee
sure.
mugs, okay.
Any corporate gig is a coffee mug.
Cool. What else you got?
Pretty much any restaurant is a pint glass, and every corporate gig is a coffee mug.
Okay.
So
like, if you have a... If, are you, Colin, are you single man or you married?
I am involved.
Involved. Okay. So like you would like perhaps like if whoever your person you're dating comes over like at night, you pour them a glass of wine in one of the adult beverage glasses, more like a pint of beer. You have a beer. And then in the morning after the extravaganza, you'd pour them a cup of coffee in the marketing firm's mug, right?
I mean, they're honestly cool enough to enjoy a designated beverage in either receptacle.
I like that. I like that person. There's no. It doesn't need to be glass specific. Beer can be in a coffee mug. Colin, yeah. You're onto something, my man. I like what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Colin, will you wish me happy birthday?
Happy Feliz cumpleaños, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. Thanks for calling, Colin.
Yep.
Julie, you hang on. I know you have to sit through news, but I really want to talk to you because I think everyone can relate to you. So you stay right there. But I do got to get into the newsroom. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com, where we steal things every now and then. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carman, sitting in for Nick DiGilio. Condolences to the family of John Saunders. If you're a sports fan like myself, you have definitely watched the sports reporters for about 15 years now. John Saunders has been hosting that program on ESPN on Sunday morning. 61 years old, passed away today. Interesting guy. Understated when he's on the air. Wasn't, you know, the big brash standard Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, that type of personality. Just professional, informed, interesting, good man. A lot of love came out for John Saunders in the Twitter world today. But I do want to get back into our sophomoric topic as we skillfully segue back into what do we steal. Study in the New York Times, if you're just joining the show, self-checkout lines, grocery stores are losing money because we are not honest about what we actually shop for. which makes me realize it's not just at the grocery store. We all are victim to temptation every now and then. I'll share one of mine from back in the day in a minute here, but I want to get Julie in. She's been waiting for quite some time, and she does stuff that I think that a bunch of us do. Julie, thank you for being patient. Welcome to 720 WGN. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me. Very happy birthday to you, by the way, Mark.
Thank you, Julie. Good morning to you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so thanks for having this topic, because I've been doing this for a while and I've never spoken about it ever. So I'm glad I can confess this tonight. And I do need judgment from my peers, because I'm not sure if this technically is stealing or not, but
okay.
Here goes.
Okay, we're here for you.
So thank you. So I go to the gym, and it seems to me every time I go into that shower, somebody leaves behind a nice item for me to take home and try, like a shampoo or a nice body wash, and they seem to be pretty high-line brands. And so I take those home instead of technically turning them into the lost and found, like you should as a good citizen.
Ah, okay. Well, we're going to pass this one around. My opinion on this, Julie, see, if you were actually taking from the health club, like if it was a bar of soap, or you were like doing something really weird, like if they had a, you know, a box of shampoo there for you and you like squeezed it into your bottle and took it home, that would be wrong. But I could sort of support you. Somebody who's forgetting something, they're definitely coming back for it. Well, that's not necessarily true, but there's a great chance that they are. And then they're just not finding it. Now, I'm speaking from my own, like, when I go to the gym, half the time, if I go swimming, you know, I end up taking my shorts and putting it in the, you know, in the dryer thing, and then I take the shower, and they're hanging there. And if they're good shorts, inevitably I'll come out of the shower, I'll get dressed, I'll forget that I left them there, and then I'll come back to the gym. Hey, did anybody find a pair of black Northwestern shorts? No. Yeah, of course, gone, because they're solid. Now, yours is a little bit, I mean, if you leave your shampoo bottle in there, I guess you sort of deserve what you get. But I think, like, yeah. I think you should leave it. I think that would constitute thievery on a very, very small level. Esmeralda, what do you think?
I think it's okay, because anyway, who's going to, if they left it there, I mean, you're in the shower, you grab everything. It's usually an empty shower. You put everything back in your little bag or whatever, and if you left it, I'm sure people are just like, well, it's gone now. Because whoever comes back for it, it's probably not going to be there, because they have left and it's probably the next day and they've probably already cleaned. The cleaning people probably threw it out.
I'll
tell you, it happens often, and I gotta say, I draw the line at the bar of soap. I'm not using anybody's bar of soap.
Okay,
that's listen, Mark Harmon.
But the other things, I do take them. I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. One of these days, I hope to hit the pot of gold and find some Ovation Cell Therapy left behind. it's a thing.
Julie, since you're coming clean tonight, you sure that you only – thank you, that is a good pun – are you sure you only steal at the gym, or is there any other place in your life that you'd like to out yourself?
I will out myself one more time, and I don't feel guilty about this either, but I have a McDonald's cup
that's
pretty old that I go back and get free refills at whatever McDonald's I happen to be closest to, because I figure, like the other caller, they can afford it.
So how often would you say you take this McDonald's cup and go into a random McDonald's and get yourself a Coca-Cola?
I would say almost daily.
Julie, I hate to say this out loud, but you're my hero. Good job. Way to go.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, Julie. Now that, we were talking before the show with Lise, who's her first time producing a program tonight. How's it going over there, Lise?
I think it's going well. Hey, I turned my mic on.
There you go. Very good. Your thoughts on taking soda, because I believe you fall under that umbrella.
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know, I would feel very guilty if I took anything even soda. I don't know. I feel like soda costs money. But my thing is like lemonade. I'll like get like specifically at one particular noodles company. I'll get like a kid's. No, I'll just get a cup for water and then I'll fill it up halfway with lemonade. Because, you know, you put your cup in the same place for lemonade.
Yeah, that's the convenience steal.
As you do for water.
That's the easy steal.
And that's what I mean, it's like really lame now that I think, now that I'm hearing everybody else's stories.
You want to be a better thief?
Yeah.
You want to
like.
Teach me. Oh.
Teach me your ways.
No, you're going the right way. But this is, I think this is cathartic for all of us. 312-981-7200. What do you steal? So, and Tim, I'll get to you in a second. Hang in there, buddy. But I do want to out myself one more time. So back in the day, I was a vendor at Wrigley Field for many, many years. Started in 1992, actually, on the south side at U.S. Well, at that point, it was Comiskey Park, but then U.S. Cellular Field before Lise Graham was born. She just told me in my ear. Yeah, I was vending. And then at Wrigley, they didn't have computers. And that place back in the day was basically being robbed blind by the vendors. Like you were buying that beer, you weren't giving the money to the Cubs, you were giving the money to the vendor. Like that was that bad. And I'm in there brand new watching it and I'm like, what's going on in here? These people aren't paying. So I was selling malt cups for about 3 weeks. And I was a very wealthy young 17-year-old guy. And then all of a sudden, computers came in and everything changed. And my friends continued to steal and they all got fired. And I was able to keep my job because I came correct. But there was being a vendor, there was so much temptation. It was actually like a great lesson for me to try to, because inevitably people would hand you money and like two 20s would be stuck together and people would be like saying, oh yeah, I got it. Dude gave me two 20s together, big tip for me. And I'm like, give it back, man. You got to give it back. But it's like when you were just constantly put in situations where your morality was on the line. So it actually like helped me grow up. I wouldn't say it was overnight. But by the time I retired from my vending career, the only career, by the way, where I reached the pinnacle, made it all the way to Budweiser, which is the top of the vending hierarchy. There's a word. You know, that's really the only career I reached the pinnacle, Esmeralda, as a vendor.
Oh, this isn't?
Well, I haven't reached quite the pinnacle. I mean,
you're on the cusp.
I am subbing for Nick on my birthday.
I'd say that's pretty good.
I mean, that's strong. Let me get Tim in here, who steals beer from Jewel. Tim, that seems serious. I'm worried about you.
I was a young man back in the day, Mark. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Okay,
back in the day, Miller Lite used to have these the plastic 16-ounce pints, you know, the same ones you'd get at the ballpark, and they always came in a six-pack. Well, I brought one of my buddies one day, and he goes, hey, man, did you get that for $1.17 at Jewel? I said, no. He goes, man, you go through the self-checkout line, and if you scan the bottom of the box, it's going to register as a six-pack, so it'd be $7, $8 or whatever. But each label on the neck part, there had a small little barcode, and if you scan that, it turned out to be, you know, an individual bottle. So your total would be $1.17 or whatever, but really, you could easily do it accidentally.
I see. So
you have to make sure you're buying other stuff. You know, the lady, I was a young guy at the time, so they'd always check my ID. So the lady would come, I'd show her my ID. It didn't raise any flags. No one caught it for about a year. I think I did it easy 150 times. And then one day, the computer just got smart and the party ended.
And what'd they do to you?
No, nothing.
Oh, nothing. It just no longer was $1.17?
They full price now.
So you were getting a whole case for $1.17?
I was getting a six-pack for $1.17 for about, I'd say I'd call it about 8 months.
Wow, that's good. That's a good deal, Tim. Would you like to apologize to Jewel right now, because there's some upper level Jewel person is listening, for what you did way back in the day? Statute of limitations have passed here. You're a free man.
You know what? I think I'm good. They robbed me on the tombstone. They want 49 a piece for a tombstone. It should be 250. They got their money back on the pieces.
That's another good rationalization. Tim, you're the man. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, Mark.
You got it. All right. Tim stealing Tim stealing six packs. Not technically stealing. I mean, he's paying $1.17 for a sixer.
Yeah, he didn't know. He just thought it was a really good deal.
Well, he definitely knew. But he came clean. This is a beautiful thing at 720 WGN that we're all just, I mean, I feel better. Although I'm a little uneasy about sharing my...
And right on your birthday.
My slip-ups in life. Yes, right
cleansing.
On my birthday. Let's go to Taco Bell with Carrie. Taco Bell makes enough money. We got to take things from Taco Bell. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, happy birthday, Mark.
Thanks, Carrie.
So I love Taco Bell hot sauce. And I would say, and they sell it in the stores, but it's not the same. I've even tried to make it myself. There's recipes online. Not the same. And I would say 80% of the time it's sort of legit because I will go into the store and buy something, and then I just fill my bag up with all the hot sauce they have, the packets. But
Hold on. How many packets?
Whatever fit in a bag.
Four. So you'll have like 60 packets in there.
Wait, like a jewel bag? Oh.
No. The bag with the food comes in.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just top the bag off with hot sauce. Yeah.
Do you actually come to completion on that hot sauce at home? You really eat all that?
No, I put it on. I put it on eggs. I put it on everything. And when I'm eating the Taco Bell, I'll put like a packet for every bite. That's how much I like it. But then there are times when it's a little shady where, you know, I travel for work a lot, so I'll be driving somewhere like, need to go to the bathroom. So there's Taco Bell. I'll go to the bathroom. And just not buy anything, and you know, load up on the Taco Bell sauce.
Right.
So that's a little shady.
But you do buy Taco Bell all the time, right, Carrie?
All the time. So I don't feel that bad, but I do I abuse it. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, you've come clean tonight, Carrie, and you're a great Taco Bell patron. I think overall Taco Bell is happy to have you, even though you do steal their hot sauce.
That's right.
Carrie, you're the man.
Thanks.
You got it.
Just shows how much he loves that hot sauce.
He loves the hot sauce.
If anything, they should be getting his number and sending him a box of hot sauce.
But Carrie should be the spokesperson for Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell. I love the hot sauce so much that I steal it. I put my freedom in this world on the line for their hot sauce. 630 texting, I sweep parking lots. Occasionally I'll find a wallet or pocketbook. If I give it to the manager intact, they would take the money and toss it. Not proud of it, but now I take the cash and toss the rest. Makes up for the crappy pay. Finders keepers. Esmeralda doesn't like that one.
That's, I don't know, because there's an ID in there. You can probably do a quick Google search or something. Facebook probably come up. I don't know. That one's a little iffy.
Yeah, it's not great. Could also do something with that ID. At least you're not doing that. Thank you, Selena Gomez. Appreciate that. Happy birthday to me. Phone lines are open all night, by the way, if you want to wish me a happy birthday. I am not I'm not shy. I'll talk to you. We can talk birthday. 312-981-7200. We were doing What Do You Steal? In response to a New York Times piece that we are stealing from our supermarkets in the self-checkout line. 847 texting and saying, you're playing the role of a Catholic priest. Confessions make you come clean. I mean, I don't know if I want to put myself on that level, but I do think it's important to provide a forum for us to discuss where we fall short in life or just have our little moments of temptation. I get it. Let's see. There was a couple texts here about stealing. Bob steals. Let's see. I'm sorry, I just had one that I wanted to read and I just lost it on my text line. A lot of people put stuff in those bottles that should not be in there. That's in relation to, I believe, the health club stealing. And, okay, I guess we're good. We can move along. I feel better. Esmeralda, what did you steal again? What did you share?
When I was little, I'd steal gumballs.
Oh, yeah, gumballs. you kept it clean. You didn't go too far. So, best move that I've seen on the campaign by a one Donald Trump today. The Don stepped it up. I was very impressed. The Donald, who has had some, we have got some great audio of what is the piece that we have from today when he says that the president created ISIS. That's a good one, and that Hillary Clinton created ISIS as well. Yeah, no, we can listen to that. Let's hear that one real quick. This is responsible. The Don
is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be Crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder, Crooked Hillary Clinton.
So, I don't know what's the most ridiculous thing he said, but that one is up there. He founded ISIS. Dude, you realize you're talking about the president of the United States. It's not right. But the Don has done one good thing. Do you follow the Donald on Twitter? At Real Donald Trump? Esmeralda?
God, no.
Yeah, me neither. But
you get it in the news, so then I don't have to actually follow him.
So the Donald, apparently, his campaign, they have taken Twitter away from him. Donald, you are no longer allowed to tweet yourself. We will tweet for you. And I think that is a great move. The Twitter account, it's entertaining to some, coarse, rude, blunt, fiery, politically incorrect, right? All of that. But the Donald is no longer going to be in charge of his tweets. So this is a big move that, and the story goes like this. You start to get the sense that each tweet shoots straight from Trump's amygdala, which is the front of your brain, typed furiously. It's such a refreshing change from the stale fare that you get elsewhere, is how it's written here, where politicians literally sign their tweets to let their constituents know that, yep, it's really them. And so there's a text analysis of Trump's tweets by David Robinson, who's a data scientist at the coding site Stack Overflow. So this Robinson guy's very intelligent. Robinson tests a well-circulated hypothesis. If at Real Donald Trump tweet is marked as being sent from an iPhone, it's from a staffer. iPhone tweet, staffer. But if it's sent from an Android, Trump's Samsung Galaxy perhaps, it might be from him. Folks have noted the Android tweets are a bit more Trumpier. So when you get an Android tweet from him, that's when the Don is there. But they're trying to take the entire tweeting process away from him. So, the analysis shown below concludes that the Android and iPhone tweets are clearly from different people posting during different times. So what they're trying to do, if you're following along, which I did this convoluted story, but the bottom line is that there is an iPhone Trump person who is trying to make the Don look moderately sane. And then every now and then somehow he still reaches into his pocket, pulls out his phone and goes Android and just can't help himself. But for the most part, they're trying to calm down the rhetoric, which I think is a wise choice, which I think is maybe the best thing he's done in his campaign the last, I don't know, 3 weeks. It's been a rough run as of lately, which the polls are clearly indicating. So way to go, Don. At least you're incorporating some support into your campaign, which is going woefully horrendous. Although, from a Hillary supporter out there, I'm sure people are thrilled with how he's imploding, because it's been glorious. All right, 3:30. I'm in charge of my own Twitter. I do my own tweets. It's at the Carm. If you follow me, it makes my life better. So if you please follow me on my birthday, at @thecarm, I will hold you in high regard forever. Let's get into the newsroom. WGN. 3:35, good morning. I'm Mark Carmen, sitting in for Nick DiGilio. Lise Graham producing her first ever show on 720 WGN. Esmeralda's here. Vic Vaughn is here. The Cubs are 30 games over 500. 30. 71-41. They're on pace to win over 100 games. I just have to leave that out there just to let it sit there. Because I know there's a ton of diehards in this city. Myself included. And I want to have a brief... And if you follow me on GN, you know that I do the sports show on the weekends, The Beat, 3 to 7 on Saturdays, 3 to 6 on Sundays. This is an opportunity for me to talk non-sports, which I greatly appreciate. But I do think when you hit the 30 over 500 mark, the high water mark of the year, it is my duty to make this a part of the show at some point. Cubs have won 9 games in a row. The St. Louis Cardinals are in town tonight to start a 4-game series. In 2003, when the Cubs were up 3-2 over the Florida Marlins, and I mentioned my vending career earlier in the show, I was vending that night. I left the right field commissary. The Cubs were up 3-0. Mark Pryor was on the mound. Moise Salou was in left field. Alex Gonzalez was at shortstop. Steve Bartman was in the stands. And they were on the verge of going to the World Series. And by the way, I interviewed Mark Pryor about that earlier this week. You can check it out at WGNRadio.com. Mark Pryor was incredibly open about his whole experience and how he was aloof when he was a Cub and how he didn't necessarily enjoy the whole process of being a professional baseball player. He said, I enjoyed talking to Mark. It was fun. So if you're a Pryor fan or just a Cub fan, that interview's available for you at WGNRadio.com. Regardless, I did not know how to feel. It was like, it was almost just uncomfortable that the Cubs were not going to be the Cubs anymore. They were going to go to the World Series, perhaps win the World Series. And of course, they quickly became the Cubs again. And that was one thing I asked prior to about whether or not it takes more guts, for lack of a better word, to wear that uniform and play under that pressure of being on a team where there's so much scrutiny because you haven't won. And he actually agreed. See, I've always said, it's not about curses. It's just like, I think there's just more pressure when you haven't gotten over the top for that long. It's just like that extra weight that's just been building and building and building that you got to break through. And once they break through, it'll be gone. It'll be a little bit easier. But until then, that weight's going to be there. So we all know how 03 went. And now we're sitting here 30 games over. The Cubs beat the Cardinals last year in the playoffs after beating the Pirates. These are things that just do not happen. And now 12 games up. And you've got Cy Young candidates and Kyle Hendricks, which is shocking, and Jake Arrieta and John Lester, and you've got Anthony Rizzo, and you've got Chris Bryant, who are super young and super talented, and you've got a shortstop who's super young and super talented, and Addison Russell, and Javi Baez is a great utility guy who could play every day. And Kyle Schwarber, their best power hitter, has been hurt all season long, and they're 30 games over. Like, this team is built to win. I'm just wondering if Cub fans, 312-981-7200, like if it's really like sunk in that there's just like this new reality that I know they haven't won it yet, but it's just not the same. You've got Wrigley Field with a huge giant scoreboard and video game entertainment going on. They're going to build the 1060 project behind home plate. You're going to have corporate seats behind there. They're going to be $250 a ticket or whatever it's going to be, and you can go underneath and get drunk and eat crab and lobster and go up and watch the baseball game. I mean, that's going to be the new look at Wrigley Field behind home plate. Not next year, but the year after. And I know people who have seats down there. It's deep pockets to hold on to those tickets. So it's just not like the warm and cuddly, and I guess it hasn't been there for a long time. You know, like one of the videos that was making the rounds on Facebook the last couple of days was 8888, because we just passed August 8th, and the first ever night game. And it's Harry Caray sitting there with Bill Murray drinking beer, and Bill Murray just like mocking how pathetic they are and saying, Harry, you know, well, when I completely lose my mind, I'm going to grow up and be like you and be the Cubs broadcaster. I mean, that's like, Bill, you're a great actor. I can't do a Harry Caray, but what are you going to do next? He said, well, Harry, when I completely lose my mind, I'm going to come and do you. There was no, you know, the team, they stunk, but it was entertaining, and it was Harry Caray, and the stands were full, and they're cheering, and it's Rhino, and Mark Grace was about to come along. This is totally different. And I know that people have been dying for it for forever, that they're finally going to win. But if they, like, let's just say that they get in the playoffs, right, and they're up, I don't know, 3-1 again. And then they end up blowing the series. Like, would this be the most painful year of all? Like, as I'm wondering if expectations have completely sunk into the point that if they don't do it, this would be the most painful one because you really think it's going to happen. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in here, 3:41 in the morning, and talk about your Cub fears. Like, I've sort of, like, enjoyed the season and, you know, and I've been out there covering it and out there as a fan as well. And it's just kind of building to, well, okay, they're going to get in. And we'll see what happens. And either it will or it won't. And if it doesn't, well, then maybe they'll do it next year. But then it's then the pressure starts to build around those guys even more. Okay, Chris Bryant, you've been in the playoffs twice now. You didn't win. Like it there's a certain, when you're new and your first time going through it, I think it's easier to do, which is why you want to strike right now. Outside of the fact that they're just, you know, baseball guys get hurt all the time. And Pedro Strop, one of their main relievers, is going to have an MRI. He could be out for the rest of the year. We'll see. I don't know. Might be back. Esmeralda, you're a White Sox fan, aren't you?
I can't think of any sports.
I thought we've had this baseball conversation.
No, I don't really. I'm good for both of them.
Okay.
Good for both.
So you're a dual supporter.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's all Chicago. I'm not one more for the other. Whatever is happening, good for them. I'm glad to see they're all happy.
So you're a supporter. I get it.
Yeah.
815 texting, and they will get there and choke. Go Cardinals. We ain't out yet. Sir, with all due respect, and disrespect, I guess, all at the same time. Let me pull up the standings here, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, how out are they not yet?
I mean, I assume he's kidding. But just for namesake, the St. Louis Cardinals have 60 wins and 54 losses. The Chicago Cubs, who beat the Cardinals in the playoffs last year, by the way. Let's remember that Cardinal fan. 71-41. They're 30 games over. The Cardinals are 6 games over. So if the Cubs lost 12 in a row, including the next 4 to St. Louis, they'd be 71-53. And if you won 12 in a row, you'd be 72-54 in a mathematical lock tie. That ain't happening. I mean, this division is over.
Who are the ones that beat the Cubs last year? The
New York Metropolitans.
Oh, okay.
Who are 57-56, the Mets are. And if you look at the wild card standings right now, the Mets are 2.5 games back of the Cardinals and the Marlins. Like, and to your point, Cardinal fan, by the way, I don't know if you are still alive in the playoffs, and maybe the Cubs and Cardinals will meet again. That could happen. 630 texting in, stop, shush. People believe in the jinx. They believe that if you talk about it, it might not happen. I think we need to talk about it and just get it out there and like sort of go through the process about how we're going to handle the craziness that's about to come. And I was 630 texting and choke this buddy. Go Cubs, go. Happy birthday. That's right. I mean, this club, I mean, if you watch them, like Dexter Fowler the other day, he's up in the ninth inning, game's on the line. His body language is like it's the middle of spring training. It's no big deal. Ben Zobrist, what a World Series last year with the Royals. Been there, done that. Jake Arrieta is a guy that's not going to get rattled. John Lester has won two World Series with the Red Sox. David Ross, who's probably not going to play a whole lot, but he's still just a veteran that's around the team that can bring some leadership.
Now, I want to know, when's the next time they're going to get to wear onesies?
Joe Maddon leading the squad, letting him wear onesies. That's a part of it. They're the leadership in the dugout. That matters. Today it's my birthday, and so, like, my birthday on some level, like, signifies, oh, no, summer's kind of coming to an end. Oh, no, it's going to get cold. Oh, no, it's going to be brutal here. And, like, I hate to put all that out there on a beautiful August 11th. But then I started thinking, well, what does October look like this year? What's that going to be? Like, craziness is coming. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Patty Vasquez, texting me happy birthday. Love you, Patty. Hey, Keith, you see a parallel between the Cubs and the Hawks?
Man, just look at it. Look at what happened with the Hawks since 2009 from the front office when Rocky took over and changed everything. John McKenna, the players, the roster, the venue, everything that's going on is a huge parallel to exactly what the Blackhawks did and are still doing, and I just think this could be it. And
yeah.
I've been a Cubs fan for 55 years. So it's exciting.
Keith,
it's really exciting.
If they don't do it this year, will it be the most disappointed you've ever been?
No, because I've been a Cubs fan for 55 years.
Okay. What was your biggest disappointment? Was it 03? Was it 69? Since you go back that far, what would you say?
I think 03.
Yeah.
I really think it seemed like they really had the chance. But again, this is not my father's Cup.
It's not, right?
It's not. They always had one or two younger guys, but they always had those older veterans that they thought were going to carry a team. And you just can't do it that way.
No, I mean, they're
I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
Yep, me too, Brian, my brother. Thank you, Keith.
I
like the parallel. There's one thing that's different with the Hawks and the Cubs. Like when Theo came over here, I mean, they had nothing. Legit zero. They had to go out and draft Chris Bryant. They had to go out and trade for Anthony Rizzo. They traded for Addison Russell. They traded for Dexter Fowler. They drafted Kyle Schwarber. They signed Jason Hayward, who's been brutal. But, you know, they traded for Jake Arrieta. They traded for Kyle Hendricks. They traded Ryan Dempster. I mean, they had zip. The Blackhawks, at least when John McDonough came over, they had Kane and Taze, which is a pretty nice thing to have, right? So, I mean, Theo, the guy's unbelievable. I mean, let's just call it how it is. All right, Mike, they're going to blow it. Go ahead. You're on 720 WGN. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Carm, huge fan of yours, and I told you this before. I love to hear you outside of sports, man. I think you're in a whole nother element, man. It's awesome to hear you. Huge fan.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
All right. The only thing I'm going to tell you is I'm not a Cubs fan. I'm a baseball fan. The one that's going to blow it for them is Maddon, and I'll tell you why. A, number one, everybody's got to stop giving him all this kudos like he's done so much. He's never won anything, never won a World Series. People have to remember that. Number two, he overthinks things.
Give me an example. Go ahead.
A couple weeks ago, he puts one of his best pictures out there. I was at a bar hanging out with some buddies, having some drinks, and you know just enjoying I think it was a weekend game. It might have been I don't remember, but either way, I couldn't believe it when he put his picture, Woods out in left field. And yeah, you know, the kid made a great catch and the whole nine, whatever. And it was like, wow, awesome, you know, cool. But then I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? That was such a stupid move. Because what if he gets hurt? Just like today when Strobe got hurt, it was on a simple play. He puts him out to risk him out there. That was just so dumb. I mean, why would you put him out there for that? I mean, I know it worked out.
Right. Well, I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
There's other instances I can't think about off the top of my head, but I've been thinking about that one for a couple of weeks. Last year, he pulled some things in the playoffs that I hated. I'm rooting for them. I like the excitement. I like the other caller just said, you know what? Hey, you know what? Maybe the jinx and the hex and everything and the curse is going to finally go, and they can do something. But Madden shouldn't deserve everything he's getting because he hasn't won anything yet, and that's the reality of it. And he tries to do all these little things that he's just overthinking it. Just you know, let it go. Let them do it. Let the players be who they need to be. He kept Jason. What's the kid in right field? Hayward.
Jason Hayward. Yeah, you kept him in the two hole too long. You gonna say that?
Forever.
Right.
I mean,
well,
come
but
on, man.
Right. All right, Mike. I got you.
Hey, man. You're the goods. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Later. Appreciate you. I'm a Joe Maddon fan. I'm a big Joe Maddon fan. So I get where Mike's coming from as far as taking risks, putting players out there. But like with Travis Wood playing him in left field, and yes, Travis Wood is a fairly key player to him, but it's not like he's putting Jake Arrieta out there or John Lester. I mean, Travis Wood's a middle reliever. A very good one. They use him all the time, and you don't want him to get hurt. But he's being creative. He's trying to win a game. And Travis Wood's a phenomenal athlete. So he was able to do it. .356, 720 WGN. Good morning. Nick DiGilio off tonight. I'm Mark Carmen sitting in. Be back tomorrow night as well. Nick back next week. Trying to do the best we can to fill in for Sir DiGilio. Talking a little Cub baseball out of nowhere. Hear the promo with Dave Ennett and Steve Cochran talking Cubs. I'm like, you know what? They're 30 games over. I think it's the time to just talk about like how, where is this? Because I think we've just sort of like been looking at it like with one eye open. Like, oh yeah, they're doing really well. This could be the year. It's August. At least telling me I sounded like Bill Clinton there. And then I, you know, start thinking about, well, Cubs disappointments. Last year, like, even though they lost to the Mets, swept in the NLCS, like, last year was a huge success. You didn't think they were going to the playoffs. They beat the Pirates to advance. And then they beat the Cardinals. Are you kidding me? I mean, no one thought that was going to happen. So I didn't feel like last year was, I mean, it was a brutal ending, but not that disappointing. 0-3. We'll never get over it. 1984, we'll never get over it until they win it. And even then, I'll probably still hold it. 1969, I wasn't born. And then the other ones were whatever. 98, they didn't have a chance. 07, 08, I never really bought into the teams. 312-981-7200. What will it be if they win it all? Are you allowing yourself to dream it? 312-981-7200. Jim, welcome to 720 WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, I got a couple of comments for you.
Okay.
Your last caller there, Mike. I think he's not looking at Madden the way a lot of baseball, I don't know, real fans are looking at Madden. When you put Travis Wood in that game, he gets the first out as a pitcher. They put him out in right field. He gets another out. His arm is still available. Go back to the mound and get that third out.
It's brilliant.
if you take him out, the arm is gone.
Yeah, and he's...
So you don't have that pitcher available anymore. You know, and I just, you know, I get so frustrated. I've been a Cubs fan. I'm 56 years old. I can show you pictures. My father took me to my very first game as a year old.
That's awesome.
I've been a Cubs fan since, you know, probably since the day I was born, according to my parents. I was there in 84. I was there in 89. Unfortunately, I was at both series on the West Coast, so I'm not allowed to go to the playoffs anymore. But, you know, I drive a truck for a living, so I'm in St. Louis during the day, you know, and I get to listen to talk radio all over the place. The St. Louis fans are going freaking nuts. They cannot believe how good this team is. And, you know, when they talk about Mets down there, well, why can't Mike Mussini do this? Why can't Mike Mussini do that? It's like, get over it. How many championships do you guys have? You know, it's ridiculous how, you know, and they're down there, well, the Cubs suck this and they suck that. It's like, come on, guys. It's baseball. It's not the end of the freaking world. But, you know, it's just like they're going crazy.
It's a beautiful – and, Jim, I appreciate the call. We got to get in the newsroom. Glenn, hang in there. I want to talk to you after news. But it's beautiful that the Cardinals fans are going crazy and that they're jealous and that they're hating us and that they lost, that the Cubs beat the Cardinals in the playoffs last year. I mean, that's just glorious. That bozo dude who holds up the signs 108 years and counting. It's a great troll by him. He's been coming to games at Wrigley forever, 95 years and counting, 96 years and counting, 99 years and counting, 103 years and counting. Please win it one time. So just for the love of that guy, so he can't hold up that sign. Thank you. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. 401, good morning with the news. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Good morning. It's partly cloudy, 75 at O'Hare. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois says he'll write in General Colin Powell when he casts his vote in the general
Ever
election.
Notice that the last three letters
right
in
now,
American?
That Trump is too racist and too bigoted for the land of Lincoln.
Kirk, one of several Republican lawmakers from Illinois withholding support from the party's nominee, Donald Trump, among them Governor Rauner. Three people are still being questioned by police in Buffalo Grove. After yesterday's home invasion, four family members were stabbed, also stabbed the family dog. It happened just after midnight near the corner of St. Mary's Parkway and Hiawatha Drive. The Secret Service says it's spoken with Donald Trump's campaign more than once about his Second Amendment comments. Trump's campaign denies the meetings took place. Dozens of people, including a pair of firefighters, were injured late last night in an apartment fire in Maryland.
We have evaluated and will be transporting 20 to 25 occupants from this apartment building. We do have two firefighter injuries.
Those injured residents became trapped in the building, had to be rescued. Part of the building collapsed. Happened in Silver Spring, Montgomery County. The department says the firefighters are expected to survive. We have no update on the medical condition of those 25 injured residents. Police in Florida are expected to hold a press conference later today addressing the fatal accidental police shooting of a 73-year-old woman. It happened during a Citizens Academy exercise Tuesday. Punta Gorda police say she was taking part in a role-playing shoot-don't-shoot simulation when an officer fired a live round, hitting her in the chest. Says she was chosen from the crowd for the demonstration. Back locally, a judge has delivered a blow to the defense team of a Chicago police officer charged with murder. The judge denying a request yesterday by lawyers for Jason Van Dyke to turn over the juvenile court records on 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. And Illinois has been snubbed again by the Obama administration as more money is being handed out to some states to study for family leave programs.
Sarah Fleisch Fink with the National Partnership for Women and Families says only 13% of workers in this country have access to paid family leave through the workplace.
Women are going back to work within weeks, if not shorter amounts of time of giving birth to a child, you know, before they even have gotten doctor's clearance that they have recovered.
Illinois has not gotten funding at this point, but in this round, the state of Indiana, Franklin County, Ohio, and Madison, Wisconsin are recipients. The idea of the grant program is to come up with a national paid family leave model. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
WGN Sports, the Cubs beat the Angels 3-1 last night on the north side. They lead the majors in wins and have notched their third series sweep in a row. Start a four-game series against the Cardinals tonight at Wrigley Field. The Royals beat the White Sox 3-2 at Kauffman Stadium. They play there again tonight in Game 3. That series split with one apiece. And the United States leads the medal count with 32 overall, 11 of them gold medals at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Now WGN Traffic with Esmeralda Leon.
Still dealing with that vehicle fire. It's southbound I-65. This is in Indiana. It's near State Road 14. All lanes are blocked. We are hearing that the truck fire is carrying hazardous materials, so this should go on for quite a while. So this is all lanes are down near State Road 14 in Indiana, southbound I-65. On the roads that are here closer to home, on the Edens, you're clear 15 minutes both ways. Kennedy looking good as well. We do have some road work on there. On the outbound side, Addison to Irving Park Road, two left lanes are closed. Montrose to Nagel, a left lane down. And on the inbound side, Nagel to Foster, left lane closed there, and reversibles also down until 5 a.m. On the Eisenhower, we're not seeing any major problems right now. Both sides are clear. On the Stevenson, you are seeing a little bit of a slowdown on that outbound side. Archer to California, three right lanes are down. On the Dan Ryan, you're clear at 14 minutes both ways. Lakeshore Drive running with no problems as well. Bishop Ford, I-57, also running with no delays. And on the tolls, seeing a little slow, 294 around I-80. I'm Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. More hot and humid weather today with heat indexes as high as 100 to 105 degrees. Actual afternoon highs will peak in the lower 90s. A bit cooler near the lake. Should see clouds build and thunderstorms later this afternoon and this evening. It's 75 at O'Hare, 80 at Midway, 72 in Huntley, 77 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. I'm Mark Carmen, Nick DiGilio, the night off. Tomorrow off as well. I'll be back here with you tomorrow evening. It is my birthday. I think I'm going to stay up the whole day. That's the plan here. I mean, I got to go work later today. I mean, I don't need to be there until about 11 o'clock. And then I've got a thing at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and then I got a birthday dinner. And then I'm coming back for the overnight. I might just go straight through. I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, I'm not going to go straight through. That's not happening. I'm going to get like a, I'm going on the opening bell after this show for a little sports talk with my man, Steve Krasanich. Mary Sandberg is somewhere around here. Good morning, Mary. We're going to get back into the politics in a second here because there's a new ad out that I want to play, which is, interesting. There's a word. Glenn, we're talking about the Cubs winning the World Series. Glenn, are you a believer, Glenn?
Well, I'm not a Cubs fan.
Okay.
But I'm not taking away from the fact that I'm rooting for the Cubs to win it.
Who are you? Well, hold on, Glenn. Who are you a fan of?
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, but I like to say I'm a Brewers fan, but that's kind of pushing it.
Okay.
But, you know, with all the talks of the Cubs, I just hear an undertone of a nostalgic fondness for the curse.
Right?
And it was great. It'd be great if the Cubs win those World Series, but I think it'd be an emotional letdown.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much, Glenn. I appreciate you. And I get where you're coming from. Like, This has been, thank you for the call, this being the lovable losers has been their identity. And if they win it, and I really, really, really hope they do, but then they're just like everyone else. I mean, they're just, you know, the Red Sox were this, I mean, cool story, and then they won it, and now it's like, okay, whatever. They've done it before. Esmeralda, you're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Wait, are you saying
I'm just
if they win, then, and you're talking about the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Then they'll just be like everyone else who's won? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. It's, they're no longer like this special, pathetic, lovable, whatever case.
I mean,
they've
I think
won
they'll
it.
Still be special considering it's been how many years?
Sure. It'll be an incredible celebration and city will probably burn down and
we'll have
to bring in the National Guard and the whole thing. But then after that,
just regular old Cubs, you win stuff.
It's just,
is that
there's a, it's just like not, there'll, something will be gone. And I'm 100% pro it being gone. That whole cute, cuddly thing that they have been selling for years with the bear on the uniform, the little cub, and Wrigley Field, and fun songs like Here's to You, Men in Blue, and Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel, all that stuff.
So you think
go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. I mean, which I think it's sweet that it rings out from there after every win. But there's a, they'd be stepping into something that's just completely different. And even look at the way they're going about their business right now. They're signing guys like Aroldis Chapman, who is firing 8 shots into his garage while his girlfriend is hiding in the bushes. But the Cubs are willing to bring him in because he can help them win. There's a different animal going on right now.
Do you think they'll win and then just it'll be like when celebrities, when rock stars make it and then they just downward spiral?
Not necessarily.
No?
I think they've got a mindset of
it's not gonna go behind the music.
A lot of guys in there that seem super motivated. They'll want to do it again. 262 texting and speaking as a Brewers fan. I know what it's like to go without a World Series win. It would be nice to have the 18 other than the St. Louis win. I'm celebrating the fact that the Cubs beat the Cardinals last year in the playoffs. But of course, I mean, the Cardinals are a far, 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 far superior organization. They're fans, though, and that whole thing with the best fans in baseball. Settle down, St. Louis. Settle down. David wants to throw cold water. That's cool. 312-981-7200. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, my comment is it's only August, and already they're starting to get injuries, and my prediction is by September, all the good players are going to be injured, but that's why they're going to lose it.
So you've got a crystal ball that all the players are going to get injured.
Not all of them. Just all the good ones.
All the good ones are going to get injured. Who's going to get injured, David?
Like the guy who can pitch over 100 miles an hour, he's going to throw out his shoulder.
Aroldis Chapman's going to throw out his shoulder. Who else is going to get injured?
The third baseman that's second place to home runs.
Chris Bryant's going to get injured, too. In your David crystal ball, how exactly will Chris Bryant get injured?
Somebody's sliding in a base and came in the knee.
Somebody slid into third and took out his knee. Okay, who else is going to get injured?
Well, I can't remember them all, but I've been a Cubs fan since I was born.
So hold on, David. Are you an optimistic guy in other areas in your life, or are you just always thinking that the other shoe's going to drop and something bad's going to happen?
Well, I always hope for the best and plan for the worst.
Ah, okay. But it sounds like you think the worst is going to happen. I want to switch your mindset, David. You know what today's going to be for you?
What?
The best day of your life, buddy. Today's going to be an amazing day. You feeling me?
Well, that means the rest of the year is going to be a disappointment.
David, are you going to work? You coming home for work? What are you doing right now?
I'm at work. I work third shift.
Okay. What do you do, David?
I'm a security guard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you an assignment, if you don't mind. The next person that you see, I want you to say something super positive to. Just, or it could be just a lovely hello. And you're just going to be this. David, I just have this whole vision that just came to me for you. You're just going to have this whole positive aura. No one's getting hurt. No one's sliding into Chris Bryant's knee. And this is going to be a phenomenal day for you. And you know what tomorrow's going to be? Even better. Just going to keep on getting better, man. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to play the lottery when I get off work.
Okay. I can't guarantee you that. But I do. If you bring that positive mindset, man, it'll do something for you. David, appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thanks, David. Awesome. Right, Esmeralda? Huh?
It's a lot of negativity he was throwing around.
Yeah, well, we needed to switch that around.
Yeah, I imagined it was like a Benny Hill situation that was going to happen on the field.
The whole team's going to get hurt. And by the way, David, the reason why I wanted to change your mindset is because I'm scared about the same damn thing. But we're not going to go there. So we're going to stop that. We're going to nip that in the bud. Wish you were handier around the house. Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV. Quick look at the weather. Today, a high of 93, no rain in the forecast. Tomorrow, 85, and a 90% chance of some thunderstorms. Saturday, high of 83, low of 68. Should be a beautiful Saturday all day on your afternoon. With a look at the traffic, here's Esmeralda.
Southbound I-65 in Indiana. Vehicle fire is still there. All lanes are down. It's near State Road 14. And the truck fire is carrying hazardous materials. So we're going to see that for a while. And we're seeing some heavy delays already in the area. Other than that, just watch for some road work going on the Kennedy, Addison to Irving Park Road. Two left lanes are closed there on that outbound side. Inbound, Nagel to Foster, a left lane closed. And reversibles also down until 5 a.m. I'm Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
Catch it all on WGN. Billy Bob Thornton joins me at 8:20. Ryan Dempster at 8:40 to talk about those white hot Chicago Cubs.
Thursday morning with Steve Cochran begins at 6 a.m. on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, one of the founders of RichUncles.com, real estate investing for everyone. Our $1 billion offering is now open for investment with a $500 minimum. RichUncles NNN REIT is a public non-listed REIT, a real estate investment trust that invests in single-tenant commercial real estate. Learn more by reading our prospectus at RichUncles.com. That's RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by RichUncles for this single message and is intended only for residents in states where the offering is approved.
RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
Hello, good morning. Twin Garden Farms Mirai Sweet Corn is back. Yes, it is. The wait is over. It's undeniably the best sweet corn out there. It's because of its extraordinary sweetness, flavor, texture, and tenderness. You've been hearing about it for years. Once you take that first bite, you'll understand. So don't dilly-dally. Pick up your green mesh bag today before it's all gone. You go to Twin Garden Farms. It's a mile and a half west of Harvard on Route 173. Or go to your local farmer's market. For more market locations, go to twingardenfarms.com. Oh, look at Lise rocking the Cub tunes. I was not planning on talking any sports today or this morning. It just happened. Remember that moment in Walk the Line with Johnny Cash? He's talking to June. And she says, you wear black because can't figure out anything else to wear. And you just tried to kiss me because it just happened. Anybody with me here? Esmeralda? No? No chance?
Keep going.
Great movie. Reese Witherspoon's so pretty. So beautiful. Should try taking credit for things every once in a while. I'm not taking credit for the Cup combo. But I feel like there was just no plan to talk sports on this show. And then I heard a promo with Steve Cochran and Dave Ennett. And I was just like forced to do it. 30 games over 500. Are you kidding me? 30 over on August the 11th, my birthday. That has never happened before, at least to my knowledge. Regardless, it just feels different. So we have to, like, I think we have to start the process now of just bracing ourselves. I do want to get back to what's going on in the real world in a second. But Donald has a prediction for us. Donald, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead, my friend.
Yes, first of all, the question that I'd ask originally was, isn't this the fifth year that Theo Epstein predicted and in a five-year plan? And then also I got a comment, as when the Cubs are doing good, you call them, you know, the Cup Bears. And then when they're doing as bad as the Bears, hopefully it can kind of resonate on to the Bears. You're calling them the Bear Cubs. So I guess if you can at least answer the question, I'd appreciate it.
No, well, okay, Donald. Appreciate good angle. Like it. You're getting creative. I appreciate that. What was the question?
Isn't this the fifth year? Because, you know, Theo Epstein, he predicted 5 years.
Yeah, okay, so let's think about this. And thank you for the call, Donald. Theo, this is year five, that's true. There was 3 years of utter disaster. Last year was shockingly glorious. And I don't think he ever put an actual timeline on it, though. He just was very clear on what the goal was. Win the World Series and be a consistently competitive team year after year after year and build an organization and create the Cubs way, which they've done. I mean, I can remember talking to, you know, Jody Davis was a minor league manager for him. I talked to him one time at one of the Cub conventions. Jody, do you guys teach the same thing down where you're at as they do at the big league club? No, we don't do that. Why not? That would seem incredibly logical. This is how we play. This is how you learn. So when you actually get to the big leagues, you sort of know what the mantra is. And it's not like rocket science either. But they're doing that type of stuff now. And more importantly than that, they're just really astute at making trades, drafting the right players, and they deserve a ton of credit. I'd build a Theo Epstein statue right now. I think, you know, and I put it in a pretty prime spot. You can just have him, you know, a nice firm Theo. When you're walking into the ballpark, there he is, the man who made it possible. It's kind of interesting that, Theo's contract's up at the end of the year, and he's, for whatever reason, they haven't extended him. I'm sure they'll get it done, but that's been going on for a long time. All right. Let me move back into birthday day here and...
You know you haven't said what you're doing.
On my birthday?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing this. And then I think I'm going to go home and take just a little nappy, Esmeralda.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go to my regular job at Fansided.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be taken to dinner. A little birthday din-din. And then I'm going to maybe take like a 30-minute nap.
A birthday nap?
Birthday nap. And then I'm going to come here and see you, and we're going to plan another amazing overnight show.
Well, see, that's a birthday gift enough.
Right.
Just going to be seeing me.
and Lise.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What will you be, are you going to bring me a gift tonight, or is that, I mean, are we not, I don't think we're on that level yet.
Well, by the time that happens, it won't be your birthday anymore, so.
No, but I'll be here at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. It'll still be my birthday. I will be here before midnight. You can get me
Well, I probably won't see you, so it'll be.
Oh, okay. So there it is. No gift for me. Lise, will you bring me a gift later? You will? All right. You don't have to bring me a gift, but if you do...
My attention. I'm bringing you my attention.
Attention is good. I like attention. What do I want for my birthday? Like a lollipop. Some like little cute, like, you know, sugary treat. That'd be enough. Yeah, nothing over the, you know, I just met you tonight. It would be very rude, and or perhaps I would get in trouble by upper management for asking for gifts.
Do you want like the size of your head?
Yeah, no, right. Just a little, a Tootsie Roll, a Snickers bar, a whatchamacallit. Like, that would be enough. That would do it. Great. She just asked me, what's a whatchamacallit? It's a great candy bar from the back in the day. Lisa's a little younger. I appreciate that. By the way, my birthday does go today, I feel my biological clock ticking. If you're just joining the program, that's how we started the show. My clock is moving. Tick, 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 tick. I feel like I need to go out and like have a kid later today. Is that wrong? Would that be? I can't really do that, can I? I need to find. Yeah, but I want to be responsible. We need to actually like find a wife and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
How's your Tinder going?
Not great. Not great. Thank you for reminding me. Appreciate that. Yeah, but I'm, you know, hey, we're in the battle, Esmeralda.
Right. No, it's, you know, it doesn't click right away usually.
Well, sometimes it does. I think for some people it absolutely does click like right away. They just have that type of fortune. I think if you intend it to happen, it'll happen. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Power of attraction.
On Tinder, I don't know, but all right.
Well, no, but I mean, Tinder can just be one little part of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It can come from anywhere. You could just be walking down the street, just feeling and looking that good, and just maybe you smile at someone, and then all of a sudden you're in a conversation, and the next thing you know, you're at Starbucks on a coffee, on an impromptu, and then you have a number.
There you go. It could be your day. It's your birthday.
I'm inspiring myself here.
That is a good end, too.
What's that?
It's my birthday line.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be your birthday.
I mean, yeah, they don't know. But it helps to be a little more genuine about it.
Genuine is good. Being authentic and being honest and speaking truths. These are all important things, right? Women do like that.
Absolutely.
But see, they say that you say that you want like honesty and you want realness.
To a point.
Right. You don't want to hear the real bad stuff.
We don't need you to be real blunt about all the truths.
You don't want some guy showing up all of a sudden with, like, emotions and tears and I have feelings too. I mean, you say you want that.
Give that a couple dates.
How many dates before you... I mean, do you want... Serious, for real, do you want a guy to, like... Do you want to see the tears? Do you want to see that side of him, or does that scare you?
No, for sure. I mean, if it's something... You know, not the first date, that'd be a little... Even the second.
What happens
maybe on, date, what, I'm going to say 10.
What happens if on like date 3 starts talking about his family and all of a sudden you just see a little wetness of the eye because he's thinking about a sister or his dad or his mom?
See, that's okay.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Lise doesn't like it.
I don't think it's bad.
Young Lise is anti. None of that. Is that true?
I mean, that's just getting real. Real early on. What, we're talking date number 10? Was that date number 10?
I was saying date 3.
Oh, date 3. Yeah.
I'll go, I'm a full oversharer.
Well, that explains some things.
Like date 3, you're going to know you'll probably know every one of my deepest, darkest fears. Oh, I probably, you know, I'll tell you everything that's gone wrong. But I want you to know me, Lise.
The name of every dog you've ever had.
Could go into animals. It's possible.
Favorite colors.
Might talk about some terrible tennis losses and how it affected me emotionally.
You know what's good, though? You let that all out. And if they're still there, it sounds like a good thing, right?
Right.
They're in it.
I mean, I might talk about the time that I was crying on my couch when Northwestern made the NIT.
Yeah, and they're like, that's fine.
1994.
I can live with that.
Right?
All of that. You know, they're going to, they're still sitting there. After your whole cry fest, someone to keep.
See, I think that's
for a little bit at least.
I think that separates me.
You are an emotional man.
I am connected with myself. That's important.
And if they can't deal with it, well, goodbye.
Right. I mean, I think I got to get a little more credibility and, like, actually get married. But once I do, I'm starting KarmDating.com.
Is it just for you, though?
No, it's all about making the out. I'll be like, I'm Mark Harmon. I dated for many, many years.
Okay.
I saw the ups, I saw the downs, and I'm here today in the most fruitful, glorious relationship of all time, and you can have that too. For more.
No. You're going to be one of those people.
Find me online at thecarm.com, 800-999 at thecarm. You want to find the love of your life? Find me, and I'll help you find that at thecarmdating.com. What do you think?
See, that's the worst.
Well, see, this I'm taking this idea to a guy who might make it happen for me. So we're going to do this coming back after 4:30. There's a major man who can maybe take this my dating idea all the way to the top. And you guys are actually going to make a proposal, too. So start thinking about how you want to change your life for the better. Coming back here after the 4:30 news in 20 seconds.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
All right. Little MC Hammer out of nowhere. 4:34, good morning. Welcome to your Thursday, August the 11th. I'm Mark Carman, sitting in for Nick DiGilio. Steve Krasanich coming up at 5. And, of course, Steve Cochran, the Steve Cochran Show, will be here at 6 a.m. I had a lot of fun here sitting in tonight. Birthday day for me. And, you know, I normally do the sports shows on the weekend, but I like talking the non-sport. And there's a guy who's probably the best athlete in the world right now, who's also trying to branch out. And I think that I would like to connect with him, build a relationship. So let me play you this, and we can all brainstorm on how we're all going to try, or Esmeralda, Vic, you're going to help me try to win this contest. Here we go, from our man, affectionately known by some, certainly in Cleveland, as the King.
Do you run a small business? Are you a hustler? How would you like to win an endorsement deal from me? Send me your 23-second pitch on why I should champion your business.
Post your video using hashtag PitchLeBronContest to Twitter or Instagram for your shot to win a Cleveland Hustles endorsement deal.
I'm Bonham Bao, host of Cleveland Hustles. So you want an endorsement from the King, LeBron James? When you're pitching, keep these tips in mind. Be memorable, be passionate, and think outside of the box.
Don't miss my new show, Cleveland Hustles, August 24th, CNBC.
Okay, so there it is. Pitch LeBron contest. 23-second video. He's looking for small business owners because LeBron James is a businessman. And he didn't say that it had to be from Cleveland. And by the way, LeBron is still a free agent and hasn't signed there. And his buddy Dwayne Wade is playing in Chicago with the Chicago Bulls. So I think that right now I should take a 23-second video on my phone and pitch LeBron my business. And I think just through the natural flow of the show this morning, we got to it, which is at thecarmdating.com. Now, that's not the, you know, he said that the key here was to be memorable. I think this could be memorable. Passionate. I'm passionate about people dating, myself included. Outside of the box, not necessarily that outside of the box. I mean, look at the Olympics right now. 450,000 condoms were delivered to the Olympic Village. 450,000. And I get there's a lot of good-looking people down there, and they're all energized. Well, that just seems like a healthy number, like overly healthy. And then the other side of it is Tinder in Rio is exploding, according to stats, 129% boost since the last Olympics. And apparently just the athletes go to the Summer Olympics, and they compete, and they just have lots of sex. That's what goes on. Why would you need Tinder at the Olympics? They're all around you everywhere. Oh, cool. You just had a sweet volleyball match last night. Great. I was in the pool. Now let's go have a hot tub. Can I hear that ad one more time, please? Just one more little hit so we can try to win this.
Do you run a small business? Are you a hustler? How would you like to win an endorsement deal from me? Send me your 23-second pitch on why I should champion your business.
Post your video using hashtag PitchLeBronContest to Twitter or Instagram for your shot to win a Cleveland Hustles endorsement deal.
All right, I got it. All right, you ready? Am I going to film myself here? Lise, why don't you come out here with your phone and let's film me. Actually, no, I got it. I got it. I got it. Let's turn it around. All right. Do a little video here for LeBron James. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, LeBron, it's At The Carm at WGN Radio. I'm starting atthecarmdating.com. I want guys to connect. I want women to connect. I want the world to be a better place, and I want to help them do it. I am a serial dater in my 40s, and why is my dating site unique? Because I have no idea exactly why, and I just lost the video. But LeBron, I hope you lose this year to Golden State. Now, that's just what happened. Now, that's not going to work, but I was 25 seconds. I think we could, like, cut out a little bit there. I couldn't be nice to LeBron. I just don't think my idea is good enough. Esmeralda, you got a better idea up there?
Stuff It.
Stuff It?
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
That sells dumplings, empanadas, everything that you, pierogies, things that you essentially stuff from around the world.
Have you been sitting on this for a while? That's brilliant.
Yes, I have.
Wait a minute.
And it's called Stuff It.
Stuff It. Empanadas. What else?
Yeah, pierogies.
Pierogies.
Dumplings.
Dumplings.
All kinds of from all over.
All right.
You could probably do calzones.
All right, let's do another video here. Ready? One more time. 23 seconds. In 3, 2, 1. LeBron, you stuff it on the basketball court. We're going to stuff it in the restaurant. Pierogies, empanadas, dumplings. You come to our business, we will have the best, most delicious, delectable empanadas, pierogies, dumplings. You think stuff it on the hoop court? Stuff it in your mouth. Stuffit.com. How long was that? 22 seconds.
Perfect.
Okay, send that.
Although I don't know if he's going to like that you told him to stuff it on the court.
Well, that's a dunk of the basketball.
Or I can see the commercial right now. You would say that, and then you'd say, stuff it, LeBron, and then he would just eat a pierogi.
Yeah, stuff it, LeBron, eat a pierogi.
Well, and he'd go, okay, and just eat it.
Well, Lisa's going to tweet out at LeBron, hashtag pitch LeBron contest, and stuff it is going to win, and you're going to have your own restaurant, Esmeralda.
Very nice.
312-981-7200. Will stuff it empanadas win? Feel free to text in if you think that Stuff It is the next big idea, and you heard it here this morning. Vic, do you think Stuff It is the next big idea?
I was shocked. That's a pretty good idea.
Come on.
Great
stuff
name.
Stuff It.
Stuff It. Pierogies, empanadas, dumplings.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot more other from around the world.
847, texting in, saying you can add egg rolls, spring rolls, knishes,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Anything you can stuff, essentially.
773 idea for Carm dating site called Harm the Carm. That seems a little bit physical and not family oriented here. Show him talking while getting his butt whipped with cattails with a girl in a Coldplay outfit. I don't know what that means, but I'm uncomfortable. Are we on the radio? Is this going on? Placing a... I can't do that right there. That was poor timing. I think, listen, people have great ideas out there is the point of this segment. And LeBron James wants to give you money. So step on up, hashtag pitch LeBron contest. And I mean, I think we might have won it there.
Yeah, I was going to say it's too late now. You're plugging it for everyone else when we have clearly won.
Yeah. I'm going to have to change the mantra. This segment was not for you. It was for us, and we have won. And you did not hear this. Do not enter the contest because you have absolutely no chance. Stuff It is going to take home the victory. Stuff It is it. I'd eat it, Stuff It. It does sound like, you know, you probably need to get a couple workouts in after you go to Stuff It. But that's cool. Live your dream. Have a pierogi.